The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
Great to have you here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We have a bit of open phone time, actually a whole hour. And I love open phone hours on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. One thing I wanted to kick around with you, we kind of started last hour, and this has to do with the $5 million golden card, the gold card. It's not citizenship, but you get a green card, you get your visa, your long-term visa, and then I suppose you can apply to become an American citizen at one point. You're not required to necessarily build a business, but you do have to pay $5 million, and then that goes to the Treasury, and they use that money to pay down the debt. Okay, it's pretty cool. And even yesterday, the Treasury guy ends up talking about it in the press conference, and he was just going through the math.
200,000 of these gold green cards is $1 trillion to pay down our debt. And that's why the president is doing it, because we are going to balance this budget and we are going to pay off the debt under President Trump.
All right. That's the plan. So if you're going to pay off the $36 trillion, now this may take longer to do than you're probably not just going to do it this year. But if all we have to do is find 7.2 million people with a spare $5 million in their pocket and just overseas, they want to come here. And so they get in. What do you think? Is that about right? Too little money, too much money, about right. What do you think, Matt? Welcome back. How you doing?
Well, I'm thinking a couple of things, Bill.
Yeah.
One is we could have different levels of membership.
Membership has its privileges, right? Wasn't that an American Express ad back in the days, right?
You remember they used to have the black, American Express black? And
yeah.
So you could have a platinum card. You could have a palladium card. You could have a diamond card.
Uh-huh.
And then charge more money, and maybe there could be more benefits, maybe a tax break for opening a business, things like that.
Oh, okay. So maybe a $5 million gold card just to get in, right? No questions asked, as long as, you know, we'll do a background. I hope they're going to do background checks, right? They'd probably still do that, right? You know?
Oh, I'm sure they would. But, you know, for $5 million, it gets you into the clubhouse. You can actually, you know, go into the lounge. You can maybe swim in the pool. But around the golf is going to be full price.
Okay, that's going to be $10 million, right? Maybe $10 million is the platinum card, you know, that sort of thing. And $10 million. Okay, what could they possibly give you more than?
Well, what I'm thinking is, like I said, you could do something with tax breaks for opening up a business.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe offer some other things. Then I thought, you know, the cartels, when people cross the border, these people pay the cartels forever. Some people are under the illusion that it's you work until you pay off the $10,000 and then you're done with them.
Right.
They pay forever. So maybe that's something we should consider. So for a platinum card, it's the $5 million up front, but then you have monthly dues just like in a club. And that way you have that income coming in on a regular basis for a longer period of time.
So we could just turn the entire country into a big Mar-a-Lago, right?
Or Augusta. What's that? Will they have the big tournament? The Augusta.
Oh, the Augusta. All right.
We could do something like that.
Do you think there's any possibility? I want to share with you an email that I got from a listener this morning. I think. Let me see if I could just dig it up. I just lost it in. Pardon me for having lost it. Here we go. Dale from Medford writes me on this one. I'm going to run this one by you. Bill, on the subject of the golden card, I was not aware that American citizenship was for sale in that manner. The situation where the green card is for sale seems wrong to me and is not an excuse to institute the golden card. I realize that citizenship costs immigrants time and money, but to just place a fee on it that goes to reducing our debt or adding to our treasury seems all wrong. A real value in U.S. citizenship shouldn't have much to do with how much money you have or will make, but what you might contribute to the people of this country, not the treasury. Cheap, cheap, cheap. That's what Dale says.
Well, I think Dale is thinking that we would convert our entire immigration process to just this.
Yeah.
To just people who want to pay $5 million. I don't think that's the intent. The intent is we're going to have a special membership where people can pay to get in here and then encourage them to start business. I think the other immigration processes will still be in place.
Oh.
You know, I said this before on air, so I'll just make it quick. The process really should be this. You should have businesses filing with the federal government that they need X amount of employees, and then what they do is they go to one of the job-seeking websites, they put up their ad, and then people from other countries can fill out the ad, and then the company can actually do like an interview. Once they've said, okay, yeah, we think this person will be fine for one of our 100 positions, then the government vets that person. Mm-hmm. You go through everything, including their underwear drawer, and you find out everything about them. Then if we say, okay, this person's fine, they're not a terrorist, they're not part of a cartel, you can hire them. From that point on, the company is responsible 100%. These people can never go on Social Security because this is just a work visa. Never go on Social Security. They're never going to collect any kind of government benefits from state or the Fed, so they get nothing. The company, if they want to hire this person, the company is going to be on the hook 100% for housing, health care, salaries, everything else. So the government, you and I, never have to pay for any of it.
Well, that would certainly be less of a problem than the current way we do it, in which everybody that comes in is, give us your poor, you're tired, you're criminal, you know, essentially, and let's get you on SNAP benefits, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah, no, listen, a couple of years ago, Chile, wanted people to move there who had money.
Yeah.
And they put out an ad, and it went around the globe, and it basically said, hey, we're inviting you to move here. You get a house for a buck. It won't be a wrecker.
Yeah.
But you get a house for a buck. You'll get all kinds of tax benefits, but you have to come with a job. You can't collect any government benefits whatsoever. And in fact, there was even more benefits if you came and started a business and hired people. But they were saying, look, we welcome you to come. We'll give you some tax benefits. But in no way are you going to be able to take a job from someone who's a native here. And then,
so there's precedent for doing this. You're sweetening the pot, in other words, though. Do you think, though, that is 5 million too much, too little, about right? What do you think overall on that? I always thought it was a little cheap myself. If you're talking about pretty much instant access to the country, but I could be wrong about that.
No, I think you make a good point, because the long-term benefit of living in America, doing business in America, because really, what are you buying for that? You're buying our legal system, which is good or bad depending on where you live.
Yeah, and also protection of property rights and contracts. Of course, that's been kind of under fire here in the United States for a few years, though. That is an issue. There is, here's the problem. I don't want to say it's a problem, but there is political risk, though, to coming to the United States, isn't there?
Well, that's why I said depending on where you live.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm getting at here, because it's not just, they're trying to restore a sense of liberty and free markets and protecting property to a certain extent. But there's about half the country that really doesn't want that. And so, it's almost like we're on this teetering fulcrum of are we going to be able to stop the communist hordes or the Marxism that has been infecting us for a number of years that we've invited in, frankly, I think, are we going to be able to make a play? Because, it's one thing, if you thought there was no political risk involved here, great, come on, you pay the $5 million, but maybe there's still going to be political risk, but there's less political risk here than, let's say, being in the European Union. Maybe that's a better way of looking at it. Maybe that's the competition, right?
And that was going to be my point, Bill, that it's all relative. Maybe you've managed to make money in the place you were, but you found yourself limited for long-term security in regards to your business.
Yeah.
But there's always political risk anytime you go somewhere else. One of them is obviously understanding our laws and knowing the ins and outs. But
the other thing, though, is that we're one of the few countries, that taxes its citizens on their global earnings, right?
So maybe you get a benefit by being here. If you move your business here, maybe you only get taxed here, and that's part of the club membership. Maybe for someone.
Yeah, you get the Platinum Club. $5 million if you just want to come here, $10 million, and then we will not, you bring your company here, and we're not going to tax you over in India. That kind of thing, what you do in India.
Yeah, you'll only be taxed here for the revenue that you generate here. You can't, say anything about India, but you know, the point you're making, I guess, is if you're someone who's in the lumber business in Canada, you certainly wouldn't move here and open up a mill in Oregon or Washington,
mm-hmm.
right? You wouldn't do that. But like you were talking about your buddy that moved to Tennessee and was able to start a home-based business.
Oh, I know. And he's doing great. He and his wife are doing, they're working their butt off, though, because, you know, anytime you're doing bakering, you know, being a baker, you know, I can imagine, like, you know, the folks over at Artisan Bakery Cafe in Medford. I know these people work their tail off, but they were able to start it in their own home. And because the regulations in Tennessee were so much lighter, and then they were able to grow it, and they got a business partner, and now they're just going nuts on it. I mean, good for him. And I just love to hear those kind of stories. I'd like to see more of that. Really would.
Yeah, you know, the example I brought up to you was that why can't a young man who really, maybe took auto shop in high school, why couldn't that young man start a business of buying old cars, you know, because cars are expensive now. So buying old cars, and not old, obviously, but, and then fixing them up and then reselling them without all the regulation, without saying, okay, well, now you're a dealer. Now you have all these fees and you have this, and you can't do it out of your house and you can't, you know, that's the biggest problem I see is the regulation that obviously taxes make a difference.
Yeah. But getting in the way of young people being able to be productive and actually get some skin in the game and live and thrive, you know, I want to see the ability of someone to be able to graduate from school around here, stay, thrive, and not necessarily have to go into methamphetamine dealership in order to pay the bills. Okay? You know?
That's a great point, Bill.
You know, we good with that? All right. Thanks for the call. I always appreciate Matt's call. I really do. What do you think about this? The $5 million gold car, the golden ticket. I'm always thinking of the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, right? The golden ticket. How about a platinum one? What would you do? You talk about that. Other things on my mind this morning, too. Before I go back to the phones, something to think about. What do you think happened with Gene Hackman? Gene Hackman, Oscar award-winning actor, his wife, their dog, found dead in their house in New Mexico. He's 95 years old. They're not suspecting foul play at this point, but I'm thinking, what could it be? Is it carbon monoxide poisoning? I mean, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Maybe it was something like that, but that's just weird. 95, I had no idea he was a 95. Great actor. Another question I would pose to you also this morning is, Pam Bondi is supposed to release the Epstein files today. Sometime today, they're going to start talking about that. Who do you think has the most to be afraid of? Of all the people out there, who do you believe has the most to lose, the most to worry about with the Epstein files being out there? Finally, what do you think? 770-5633. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Have at it.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from Truck Gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Lose your car key or remote? Don't get stuck without a spare. At Batteries Plus, you'll get a replacement car key fob for up to 50% less than at the dealership. Keys cut, fobs programmed, and key fob batteries replaced too. Get your spare key or remote today at Batteries Plus.
The Best of Southern Oregon magazine is back for its third incredible season. As the region's premier showcase of excellence, this event celebrates the best of the best businesses and organizations as voted by you, our community. Nominations for the Best of Southern Oregon began on March 12th. Join us in honoring the outstanding talent, innovation, and dedication that make our region shine. The Best of Southern Oregon 2025 is proudly presented by Dusty's Transmissions and Bi-Coastal Media.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Joel here at Butherford and Truck Center, and you know how I spell transparency? INVOICE. invoice, as in how we now post the invoice on every single new Ford every day, while other dealers only show you the suggested retail price and make you negotiate for a discount at Butler Ford, you'll see the posted invoice right away, and we'll talk about a price that's fair to both of us. Let's face it, we're all busy. Let's use transparency, aka invoice, to make the car deal go faster. Come on down to Butler Ford, walk the lot, and see the invoices posted on all the vehicles. That's my F-150 Super Duty's Escapes. Yeah, the invoices are posted. Broncos and Rangers, Explorers and Expeditions, even Mustangs and Mach-E's. Invoices posted. It's not just a better way to buy. It's a more friendly and magnanimous experience. And you know how to spell magnanimous?
Yeah, me either.
Come see us at Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, off of exit 19, where you already know. We've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, and all invoices posted on our new cars.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
I love open phone time on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. They just go to so many things that are on your mind. I want to go to Mark here first. Mark, you're on the road here, and I was talking about a friend of mine that moved to Tennessee, has built a great bakery business, but was able to do it in his home at first. And you said you had a friend that moved to Tennessee also? Tell me about it.
Yeah, he moved to Tennessee about 5 years ago, I guess. And after about a year of being there, he now calls me at least once or twice a month, telling me I have to move to Tennessee.
And what is the difference between Oregon and Tennessee? What does he tell you?
He had done some contracting, and I'm a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And the house they bought was 20 acres, house, barn, shop, all cross fence for under $200,000.
Oh, I want to cry. I want to cry. I mean, $200,000. You know what? $200,000 around here is a crap shack, right? You know.
Right. Well, no, you down here you buy a lot for $100,000.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm not done yet. His family. He kept telling his family what it was like. So, two of the family members now moved onto the property, and all they had to do was prove that they did their septic right for the two mobiles that they put on the property, and that's it. And as far as building is concerned, they do not have all these freaking rules that drive you absolutely crazy and make it almost impossible to build anything.
You mean that Tennessee actually wants their citizens to be able to live, and that also means that, you know, if you want to put a couple of mobile homes on your 20-acre lot, God bless you, right?
If you're a 20-acre lot, you can do whatever the hell you want with it.
Wow. That sounds so, well, American-like. Yeah, at least what I used to think of it being American was like.
It makes me want to move to Tennessee, but I got too much family here.
Yeah, and that's my issue here. This is home for me. I think this is also why you look at the greater Idaho movement, which starts to look very appealing, because I'm sure even Idaho's government looks pretty good compared to Oregon, that's for sure. Let me go to Holly. Speaking of the Oregon former government, of course, Oregon Republican Party had their big elections, I guess, recently, and she's the Josephine County Republican Party chair. Hey, Holly, what's going on?
Good morning, Bill. Well,
morning.
We went to the ORP meeting this weekend, and I was really pleased with the people that were elected to run the ORP. I think that's going to be very good. They seem to get along very well together. There doesn't seem to be a big division in the ranks, and that's really going to help. And following that, so Jerry Cummings is our new chair of the party for the ORP in Oregon.
What can you tell me about Jerry? I know nothing about him.
He's a minister, for one thing. He's an excellent speaker. He's been involved in politics for a very long time. His values align with the party. He's very interested in getting more candidates elected and that kind of thing. He's going to focus a lot of attention on that. Because that's what we need to do. We need to tip the scales on the legislature in Oregon. So he's a great guy. I'll get more information out to you about him, but I think you're going to be very happy.
Hey, why don't you give me a contact? I'll just call him up. We'll get him on the show sometime. Okay?
Absolutely. I'll do that.
All right.
The next thing we did is went down and spent a few days in Salem here. I'm still in Salem, so we could talk to a few people. We went and met with Jeff Golden to discuss 762, and he seemed like he was a fairly reasonable guy. He's interested in, I think, eliminating the map, which we're working on. But that doesn't mean that anybody should stop filing their amendments or their they should get all of those in as soon as they possibly can.
Agreed.
And Saturday, we are going to have our normal rally at the office at 513 Northeast 6th Street, Josephine County, across from the courthouse. We are going to be having that from 10 until about noon. We'll have a number of people there. Noah Robinson's going to be there to speak. He's a senator, of course. And then we'll have Representative Dwayne Yunker will be there. Ron Smith, our commissioner, will be there to talk about several different things. And then I think we're going to have our mayor there as well, Josephine County. So it's a great opportunity for citizens to speak to those people. And following that, there'll be people in the office to help anyone who hasn't filed their paperwork yet.
All right. Now, what about the Patriots Conference? That's going to be March 15th. And I'll be one of the speakers there. But where do you go to get the tickets for it and find out more?
Okay, you can get those from our office right at 513 Northeast 6th Street. You can buy them at the door.
Mm-hmm.
You call our office and we'll mail them to you, whatever you need. But that's going to be an absolutely fantastic conference with you starting it off. And then Karen England will be there. She's going to be talking about the issues we have with the school. She's fantastic. Dr. Robert Marbert will be speaking. He's an advisor to President Trump on issues of homelessness.
Marbert, I talked with him the other week. Yeah.
Great. I'm knocked out by him. He's fantastic. Steve Junkus will be there talking about the legal issues that are affecting our freedoms in Oregon. I think that'll be great. And then it'll be wound up with Nathan French, who's also a minister. He's going to be talking about a new beginning for our nation in so many different ways. So this is going to be a fabulous, fabulous conference. And nobody should miss it. We put the ticket prices way down, so they're very affordable. We want people to hear these folks.
All right. Very good. Hey, Holly, look forward to the event here, and we'll talk soon. All right? Be well.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All right. I think we have Ed's here. Hello, Ed. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine, Ed. What's on your mind?
Well, a lot of things, Bill. But in listening to the conversations this morning, I look at this gold card or whatever, golden card or however you look at it. But the reality, what it comes down to is what America is faced with is a lapse and a direction that has squashed the idea of America, which is freedom. And a lot of it is exampled here in Oregon by the environmental left restricting. Now,
well, everything about the environmental is essentially a control and limit on our activity, on all of our activity, really.
What it has equated to is a generational ignorance of what freedom is about. So tapping a pool of people to come in, and part of that, I believe you explained, was that they want to bring people that will build businesses in here. Okay, that businesses then create employment. The businesses then create additional tax revenue to help pay down the debt. And that's actually, to me, a good move, because we have to replace that generational ignorance. And the example of that goes back to Obama with all of the things they did. I remember watching Rahm Emanuel, who was one of his cabinet members, get on TV and say, I wouldn't want to be a 50 to 60-year-old white male in America right now. Well, that indicated that they were at war and
with 50 to 60 year old white males. And the system has continued to be at war with that.
That is part of this whole thing. And it goes all the way into Oregon, you know, exampled by this fire mapping thing, this intrusion into property rights, this just complete disregard for the protections in the Constitution that they're required to adhere to. Regarding property rights and all of these things, we have to start re-inspiring our young people to build the economy, build business, and build employment and make it solid.
They also have to, though, feel like there's an ability for them to do that, though.
That's exactly right.
And right now, exactly. I can understand that. I can understand a Gen Zer looking at the landscape right now, and especially the regulatory framework in Oregon, and figuring out, boy, I'm being told everywhere I look why I shouldn't do something, or why I'm not allowed to do something, and why I can't do something, rather than what I can do right now, or even why I should.
Not only that, Bill, but there's a socially imposed guilt about doing something because you're harming the environment. And this is the thing. This is what's going on with it. It's a generational ignorance that we have to overcome.
So I guess the bottom line here is that, as crass as it sounds to essentially bring people in for $5 million, and it does sound crass. It's kind of like a carnival barker kind of approach to immigration. In some ways, you're bringing in people that don't have that pre-inculcated ignorance, which the current American population in many cases has. Is that it?
That's exactly
all right,
Bill. And, you know, you have a group of people that you're bringing in that are not indoctrinated to believe these things that are literally in opposition to the American dream. And maybe we can restart what should be there, which is the example of freedom that we always were.
I love that. That's a great take. Ed, I'm giving you a real American salute. I think you got to the core of that, okay? All right. Thank you, Ed. Let me grab one more call. I got to do this quickly. I've run behind. You know me. I'm never disciplined enough to be able to get to a news break or anything on time. That's just me. But anyway, hi, who's this? Good morning. Hello?
Bill, this is Michael Shaw.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. So two things this morning. One is on this gold card. We're not the first country to think of this or do it. I believe it was New Zealand that for years, for $1 million, you could then immigrate over there.
Yeah. And, of course, you'd have to be insane to go to New Zealand, because you want to talk about one of the most tyrannical so-called democracies. Boy, they're bad. They've been,
right.
COVID
right.
showed you know, their
that,
way.
So this concept of $5 million coming in is not new anywhere across the planet. It's been done before. So people who are blasting it saying, oh, it's so elitist and such. Well, don't you sort of want upper crust capable individuals immigrating versus those who are going to just be sucking on the teeth of the federal government?
Very true. And the other way to look at this is that I will take something that I've agreed with for a long time. I have never gotten a good wage from a poor person. I just never did. You know, everybody I ever cashed a paycheck from had quite a bit more money in capital than me at this point, and God bless them for that. Okay, not that I wouldn't have minded a higher percentage of their capital, but you know.
Yeah. So my second thing isn't conspiracy theory; it's actually conspiracy fact.
Okay,
I have no idea how I got on the media blast list for The Economist, but I get these things coming across my phone every morning, and I've determined that The Economist is further left than MSNBC and CNN combined.
Oh, it is. It is.
Absolutely Trump-hating individuals there, and I think, if I looked it up correctly, I think The Economist is actually owned by a company out of England.
The other company which is similar to this is Bloomberg. If you ever look at the Bloomberg blasts which come in, wow.
No, and I don't care to. You know, it's just amazing how a media outlet called The Economist doesn't talk about the economy, but they just take every missive that they can to try to undermine our sitting president.
Well, think about it, though. What is has been the current model of American economy, unfortunately? It's how close can you get to the politicians, and how much grift can you get in the grant stream funding process, whether it's USAID or through the Department of Transportation, the Green News scam, all the rest of it. And so they're looking at this as a risk to the economy, as they see it, Michael, right? You know?
Yeah, but if they would talk about the economy in any of these articles, it'd probably be interesting, but it is just total Trump hating all the way through, and it's just bizarre.
Yeah, I appreciate your take as always. Thank you for that. 770-5633. Open phones, Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We're also going to be talking about emergency radio communication here. Steve Porter and Kimber are joining me at 810. We're going to dig into that. We talked about this a number of months ago. But also a discussion on the ready radios. You hear Hannity and other people talking about the ready radios. I think that they're, well, I think they're overselling them a bit. But we'll talk about that and more on What to Do.
Wipeout Hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A wanted man from Oregon found hiding out in Cambodia is now in the Josephine County Jail. Authorities in Josephine County had been searching for Sean Higby since 2019. He was wanted for sex crimes. They learned he'd been living in Cambodia. U.S. Marshals helped take him into custody. He was extradited to San Francisco this week. Josephine County deputies picked him up and brought him back to Grants Pass, where he awaits trial. The Medford Police Department has launched a new Facebook page to share information and raise awareness about missing persons. The department says the page is going to be monitored during work hours by an investigator who's solely responsible for missing persons cases. Oregon's DMV's resumed its Motor Voter program following an investigation into improper voter registrations. Last year, officials found 1,600 people incorrectly registered. To prevent future mistakes, DMV hired special managers to review all files and change the computer system. Bill London, KMED.
George Strait's Oceanfront Property in 1987 was the first album to debut at number one on the country charts. Whether you're Arizona Oceanside or further inland, Millett Construction reminds you that if you have sloping floors and cracks in walls, your ground is likely shifting, causing foundation issues. Millett will fix your foundation, level your house, and solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com for a free estimate. CCB number 32787.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Joel here at Butherford and Truck Center. And you know how I spell transparency? I-N-V-O-I-C-E. Invoice, as in how we now post the invoice on every single new Ford every day. While other dealers only show you the suggested retail price and make you negotiate for a discount, at Butler Ford, you'll see the posted invoice right away, and we'll talk about a price that's fair to both of us. Let's face it, we're all busy. Let's use transparency, aka invoice, to make the car deal go faster. Come on down to Butler Ford, walk the lot, and see the invoices posted on all the vehicles. That's my F-150 Super Duty's Escapes. Yeah, the invoices are posted. Broncos and Rangers, Explorers and Expeditions, even Mustangs and Mach-E's. Invoices posted. It's not just a better way to buy. It's a more friendly and magnanimous experience. And you know how to spell magnanimous?
Yeah, me either.
Come see us at Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, off of exit 19, where you already know. We've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, and all invoices posted on our new cars.
Hi, I'm Paul Stramberg with Valley View Nursery, and I'm on KMED.
Night before 8, 770-5633. It is open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, if you had a good one. Join in. I have some good legislative news here in just a moment. Joel's hanging out in the Iron Gate. Joel, you called yesterday because the transmission line blew off your 1991 Dodge Dakota truck, and I guess you're in a world of hurt right now, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, because we're out here 13 miles from any civilization.
So, so you're not able to just take Siskiyou County Transit from the Iron Gate into Yreka, huh?
Got to get to the Clementine Bridge.
Yeah.
And on the topic of the day, I think $2 million gives you a Bronze Star $5 million get you a silver, $10 million get you a gold, and $25 million get you a platinum.
What do you get then as a Visa admittee with $25 million? What kind of privileges, extra privileges, do you get if you get that?
You get a tax break for your business, big time.
Oh, okay. So it's almost like prepaying your income tax for a little bit.
Yeah,
huh?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, by the way, did you get your transmission line fixed?
I just got supplies. I got waiting for a ride to go down and work on it.
Oh, good. Well, best of luck on that one. Now, you said you had a friend that had another Dodge Dakota, had the same problem, right?
Yeah, so it was one of his customers, and he fixed it, and then 5 months, whatever, a couple months later, it blew off again.
Oh. Well, you know what you might consider, since this is a transmission cooler issue you're talking about, right? This is going, so it's connecting into the radiator, right?
Yes.
You know what you probably ought to do is just get an external auxiliary transmission cooler and bypass the radiator entirely. And
that's what someone else told me.
Oh, good, good. I think that's pretty good advice. All right. So there may be kind of like. You know, after 30-something years, something's going to be going wrong with it anyway. You know, it's just like even with me and that 82 Vanagon of mine, you have these old cars that you can work on them and fix on them, but you're going to have to work and fix on them because they're 30, 40 years old, right? Just the way it is.
Yep.
All right. You're just not putting gas in it. Putting gas and oil and driving, okay? Hey, good luck on that. 770-5633. Okay. Now, some good news here. Yesterday, Kevin Starrett and I were talking about House Bill 2640. This was the bill that would make it legal. Remember the one we were talking about that would make it legal to steal stuff you needed, steal condoms, steal, you know, incontinence products, steal food. It would make it legal to spit on the cops, and you wouldn't have to show up for jail if you were busted, or for court, rather, you know, if you were busted. And I got a text message there from State Representative Kim Wallen of Medford and says, Bill, I heard from several people yesterday about House Bill 2640 because you were talking about it. I found out last night the sponsor is pulling the bill. So this bill has gone away, folks. All right. No doubt, though, that bill was pulled because a lot of people were calling up and saying, what kind of stupidity is this? And I think that the person, was it Manning, I think, who came up with this bill? I forget. Or was Manning the one on the militia, trying to change the meaning of the state militia? You know, that kind of thing. But anyway, Kim continues, of course, things change fast around here, but I even heard from several Democrat leaders that there is no appetite to move that bill forward. Just wanted to let you get that information out there. So, all right. So this idea that we're going to decriminalize all sorts of crime. Essentially what they were trying to do, what this person was trying to do in the state legislature, was turn us into San Francisco, in which everybody would steal up to $950 worth of stuff from the Walgreens, if it was still open, you know, at that time. And you knew that they couldn't do anything. Oh, well, you know, you actually need this food, so you're able to steal it. I mean, it just would have destroyed it would have destroyed what's left of retail. Just insane. It would have been the mom and pops that would have been hurt by this, too, especially. I mean, everybody's hurt by it. But, you know, it's Target, as an example, probably has the cash flow, or Walmart has the cash flow to be able to put stuff behind locked cabinets. But, you know, mom and pop stores might not, right? Doesn't scale for them anyway. But still, some pretty good news there. 770-5633.
We're out of water again. Did you call Clouser Drilling to discuss a replacement well?
Not yet. I just talked to a company who said they'll beat anybody's price no matter what.
No way. Remember the cheap plumber, electrician, the cheap roofer who disappeared halfway through?
Mailbox full.
Or the landscaper who charged double the estimate? Our well is way too important of an investment. We need someone reputable, reliable, experienced, and fair. I'm calling Clouser.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Short and chilly days are an opportune time to work on the interior of your home. Drake's Paint and Supply, your locally owned Benjamin Moore dealer, invites you in for advice on interior painting to transform your rooms that need new paint. Choose from hundreds of paint colors and try a few samples to find the perfect color. Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store and Benjamin Moore retailer. In the Parkway Village in Grants Pass, on North Pacific Highway in Medford, and now in South Medford on Riverside and Central near where the two combine.
Honestly, provocative talk radio on the Lars Larson Show.
You gotta give it to the Democrats. They've absolutely lost their minds when it comes to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is cutting the size of government. That's popular with Americans broadly. He's also closing the border. That's also popular with Americans. He's deporting millions of illegal aliens, and that turns out to be overwhelmingly popular. So what do the Democrats do?
Lars, catch him live noon to 3 on News Talk 106.3 KMED. This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Still a little bit of open phone time here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We're going to talk about emergency radios here in a few minutes, too. Getting good communication. Some emails of the day, and then I'll get back to the phones here in just a minute. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. You can find out more about them at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. It's on Freeman Way next to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. And if you need some specialized equipment, whether it's toothbrushes, water pick, special mouthwashes and toothpaste, all that sort of stuff, they have a kiosk there. Even though if you're not a customer, just go in there. You can buy it at his cost. No profit on that. He wants to make sure people take care, get taken care of, and take care of their teeth, or take care of teeth so that they don't turn into teeth after they've been lost or damaged. You know, that kind of thing. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com, all right? Elaine writes me this morning, Bill, it doesn't matter what the federal government does to promote our freedoms and reduce government. Tina Kotek will continue to turn Oregon into a Marxist stronghold. It's like looking out the window and watching the other kids having fun, but your mom won't let you out. Yeah, you could be right about that, Elaine, but they're still going to fight for that for sure. Francine says, on the Epstein files, considering the level of the clientele, do you think there is any way Pam Bondi will be given files that have not been highly redacted? That's a very good question. I can't say, but I guess we'll find out. We'll find out if the files are out there and all of a sudden you see big black markers through them there, Francine. We'll see about that. Dale, of course, I already read Dale's Medford one about the golden card, but thank you for that, Dale. Bruce, on the UFO guest that I had yesterday, Danny Sheehan, the attorney that is coming to Southern Oregon on the 13th of March, okay? Bill, because of the, Bruce, by the way, is in Northwest Michigan listening. Because of the use of prayer-like efforts such as astral projection, the advancement of UFO theory can be likened to that of religious doctrine. Teaching seminars and talks by educated, articulate men makes more plausible the ideas of visitations by sentient, more intelligent beings from other places in the universe. We are repeatedly warned in the New Testament about false teachers and deceivers, leading people astray in the last days before the return of Christ. This is being done on a mass scale by well-meaning people, the theory itself being an evolutionary construct. That false worldview is also being reinforced since we find our culture now, two generations removed from a biblical worldview, listeners are more open than ever to this kind of errant teaching due to the lack of a foundation of truth. Only one of two boxes on this UFO notion can be checked, true or false. Beware, my friends, dark forces, also known as Satan, are behind this, in my opinion, misleading many. That's kind of where Ellie Marzulli was coming from, Bruce. But he says the thing is, I think the thing is, though, L.A. Marzulli was saying that it's there, but he thinks it's actually a demonic take on that. All right, that was his point of view on it. Let me see here. That's right, Janice from Rogue River writes me this morning. Bill, I listened with intense interest to your show the morning with a man talking about the new paradigm information in UFOs. This prompted me to write you to let you know about a very good resource regarding the same subject. Just go to YouTube, type in Strange Normal with Bradley Burnham. He presents from a biblical perspective and with very credible sources. Thanks very much for your show. You cover a wide range of pertinent topics important to our daily lives, such as FireMap, etc. This is the first time I've contacted you, and we'll keep listening. Also, I've gone to your website, the KMED website, but nothing comes through. Do you know what the problem is? Sure. Janice, when you go to the KMED.com website, if you're looking at it on a phone or a mobile device or something, you have to just choose where you want to go. Like if you want to see the Bill Myers Show stuff, just click on Bill Myers Show, and then it brings up a whole screen of stuff. It's not all sitting there on the front page. I think that may be what is going on. Okay? All right, let me grab one quick call before news, and then we're going to talk emergency radios. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
This is Terry in Central Point.
Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
You were talking yesterday about, was it Ely paradigm?
I just forgot the name of it myself. Hang on here just a second.
On March 12th, there was supposed to be a free show at the Varsity Room.
Oh, yeah. That is, it is a free showing of Disclosure, the documentary Disclosure. And that was by Mr. Fox. I forget his name. I talked to him a number of months ago when he did that documentary. But the new paradigm institute.org is where all the information is about all those things going on that week, including their event at SOU on the 13th. Okay?
Yeah, I was wanting to get tickets to go to that.
But you have to get signed up for it. Okay?
So it's Lou, L-O-L-U-O?
No, New, N-E-W.
Oh, N-E-W.
Yeah, newparadigminstitute.org. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right. Yeah, I guess I've talked about this before. I don't doubt that there's stuff going on and that there are people or entities visiting. Okay, I'm just looking at this as the odds within the universe kind of thing. You know, billions and billions of galaxies. And, you know, at some point, someone's probably able to visit us. I don't have any doubt about that. Ultimately, I don't know why they want to, but, you know, there we are. My issue about the government being really interested in it all of a sudden just kind of, I can't imagine the government wants to be disclosing all of this without having a plan to even tighten control further. And I know that may sound weird to you. I don't know. I just, no government wants to do anything that ever would tend to reduce confidence in the authority or make you even think that there could be anything else going on out there. I don't know. I'm still looking at this as ultimate us versus them. We've needed a new enemy. Haven't we needed a new enemy, right? The military industrial complex has had a tough time of it for a lot of years because, gosh, you know, we got rid of the Soviets and then we kind of got back to the Russians again. But, oh, then it was Islam in the Middle East. And so, well, this would be like the ultimate military industrial complex dream come true, wouldn't it? I couldn't help but think that. But that's my cynicism when it comes to the federal government. We'll see. We'll see about that. By the way, the email, Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. Town Hall News, we'll catch up on the rest of the legit stuff, and then we're going to be digging into legit emergency communications, okay?
Service is the difference with Sweetwater Sanitation, your experts for sanitation services and portable restrooms. From pumping septic tanks, grease traps, even holding...